Ollie, never a good time to concede, but what, 2 or 3 minutes into your time, that's hugely disappointing when that goal came.
It's what we deserved, Dermot. We didn't play well enough in particular in the second half. Had they scored in the first minute of the second half, you know, you'd probably be delighted with a 1-0. They scored, yeah, in the last minute of the second half in injury time, but they deserved it. We didn't play well enough. While we did defend quite well, we were poor for the goal and we didn't create enough at the other end. It's probably nothing more than we expected to happen. Of course, we're disappointed to have a narrow goal to go to Ballybofey, but we need to be a hell of a lot better to have any hope of staying in this division. But we knew that, Germany. We know that Drogheda are a quality side and they deserve to win that game, to put it that way.
Yeah. Didn't really create that much either, Ollie. A couple of half chances in the first half, and then Criteiro, but that came after Drogheda went in front.
Yeah, we huffed and puffed on the first half. First 20 minutes we were quite good at how we controlled the game. Then it was very even, Stephen, until half time. In the second half it was all Drogheda. They came at us and you know, we were on the edge a little bit, although we felt we'd weather the storm. But to be fair to them, they came at us with a great chance from a throw-in just before they scored, but they played it out through Conor Kane. He causes a lot of bother at left back for Drogheda. And look, we should have defended better, but to be fair, Chris got in and he put it away well. But it's nothing more than they deserve. That's being totally and utterly honest. And you know, we need to be at the top of our game on Friday and Drogheda to be at the lowest of theirs of any hope of turning this around.
Yeah, but listen, it would have been so much better going into Friday night with a 0-0, but at 1-0 it's still wide open.
Well, yeah, or else if you had a 0-0 and you conceded in the first minute in Ballybofey, then you had a different couple of days, you know, to prepare. It's nothing more than we expected. If we were given this the start of the year to be 1-0 down going into a home leg of the playoff and, you know, to stay in the division, we take it with open arms. But the butt part is we're disappointed in the way that we played. We didn't play well enough. Yeah, we defended quite well, but for the goal, no, there was two mistakes that lead up to the goal, and Drogheda got what they deserved, to be fair to them.
Yeah, a few yellow cards towards the end too, Ollie. It threatened to get out of control a wee bit.
Not really, no. The yellow card that Dan O'Reilly got was a great tackle, to be fair. There's a couple of yellow cards for handbags. There was a sending off. That's the most ridiculous decision I've heard in a long, long while, and I'm not one to go and slate people and slate referees. He's a good lad, but the manner in where he made Harry Ashcroft leave the field 10 minutes after his togs were torn, he made him leave the field for a direct free kick for Drogheda, and he had 4 stoppages before that to do it.
So ridiculous. He made him leave the field?
He made him leave the field. No one took him off. He directed him off the field, even though there was 2 kickouts at either end, 2 throw-ins before it that he could have done it, but he didn't, and I have no problem in saying it. God knows what he'll put in the report. It'll probably be, but look, I'm quite happy with what I said there, Jeremy. They normally don't go and have the cut off it, but he has to manage the game better, but so do we. And we didn't in the second half.